we're continuing in the sugyas of Yichud. I wanted to get into today Yichud Pnuya, Yichud with a guy and a Gaya. But first, just one last point from our introductory shiurim about Yichud Araisa, Yichud Rabbanan. So we went through already what the different shitos and rishonim are. We had that fascinating tshuva from the Kleisenberger where he turns everything on its head, where he says instead of saying that pashtus is Yichud Araisa, but there's a Rambam that maybe you could teach up that Yichud is Rabbanan. He says no, pashtus is the Rabbanan, and you could teach up everyone else that maybe it's the Araisa, and you could teach up the Rambam perhaps that's saying the Araisa. But Pasha says that's Rabbanan, which is a very, very great Chiddush, obviously. And then we discussed when Yichud may not be Darei. So we discussed the Surei Lav, that Yichud with Chayavei Lavin is not Yichud Arayos, but on the other hand, it's also not Yichud Ima Pnuya. It's different than Pnuya. Regular Pnuya is just stomach girl, right? When the Isser of being with a single person. There's a question in Rishonim, Machlokes in Rishonim. The Isser of being with a single girl, Daraisa or Darabanan, the Isser of sleeping with a single girl. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yishus that it's that Kodem Matan Torah, if a man wanted to be with a woman, he'd go to the Shuk. This is after the Rambam talks about how you'd get married. When he talks about how you get married, say so you go to the shuk, you'd find someone to be willing to marry you, you'd go home with her and live with her forever, and you'd act like husband and wife, and that way you'd be married before Matan Torah. But then the Ram says, and what if Stam, a guy just wanted to sleep with a girl, called the Matan Torah? So he said, he'd go to the shuk, he'd find a girl willing to sleep with him, he'd pay her, and they'd sleep with him, and then he'd go on his merry way. And they would part ways, and that would be it. But then the Torah was given, says the Rambam, and the Torah says, Lo siya kadesha, that prostitution is illegal for Jews. Benos Yisrael may not do this. And it became an Issa D'Oraisa to do just that. It became an Issa D'Oraisa for a single guy and a single girl to get together just on a one-time basis. Says the Rav, it is Issa D'Oraisa. That's not a Kadesha. That's just people that have a relationship. Says Kadesha is someone who's Mizumenes L'kach. A woman who does this constantly and is willing to sleep with anybody who can pay the bills. That's Kadesha. A single guy, single girl, is that Kadesha? Is that necessarily an Isser D'Oraisa? It's an Isser D'Rabbanan, yeah. Maybe not even an Isser D'Oraisa. So that's Stam when you're dealing with a Pnuya. So he said, Yichud with a Pnuya is definitely D'Rabbanan. It could be Bia with the Pnuyas, the Rabbanan. Yichud with a Nida, that might be Arayos, that might be Yichud Araisa. I'm talking about a Pnuya Tahora, a Pnuya that's not a Nida. Right? Certainly, if you think from a strictly halachic perspective, if a girl is going to be living that kind of lifestyle, better for her to go to the mikvah or better for her not to go to the mikvah? So obviously from a narrow perspective of what should she do, better for her to go to the mikveh, right? Viewed more broadly of what the communal norms have to be, we can't open up the mikvahs for single girls, obviously. There are many tshuvas and achronim like that. A girl's going to be living this way anyway. Someone was just telling me yesterday when I was in YU, Rabbi Natanel Wiederblank told me that a girl came to Rav Eliyashiv. Can you imagine the chutzpah? And she tells Rav Eliyashiv, I live with my boyfriend. Should I go to the mikveh or not? And he said, we can't open up the mikveh for a single girl. And then on his way out, the Rebbetzin said, but you should go to the mikveh. Rav Shechter has had the same shaila. He told the girl, put on a wedding band, put on a shetel, but we can't open up the mikveh. Has no right to allow a single person into the mikveh. So you have to pretend you're not single. Then the mikveh will be doing their job and you'll be doing your job. I mean, your job. You'll be doing an isser, but it's not going to be as bad of an isser as it otherwise could have been. Very, very dangerous, very tricky to figure out when a person says, I'm going to do an aveira. You know, don't try to tell me not to do an aveira because that's not an option. And my choice is aveira A or aveira B. I just had a shayla. I'm still working on it. I sent it to various Gedolei Yisrael who have not yet gotten back to me. Someone sent me an email from a foreign country where this person works as a Kiruv rabbi in this country, And did I tell you this one? This guy, this Sephardi guy? There's a Sephardi guy there who was always a traditional Sephardi, and he was never a frum, and he married a shiksa, and he had a bunch of sons, and all of his sons married Jewish women, actually, and also all of his grandchildren are Jewish, strangely, and the guy became a bal tshuva, almost, meaning he davens three times a day, learns Shomer Shabbos, Kashrus, but he's still married to the non-Jewish woman. And the non-Jewish woman also started getting very interested in Yiddishkeit. And she started keeping kosher home, and Shabbos with one malacha, because Goyish Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So everything's great, right? Let her convert and let them get married, but he's a Kayin. And a Kayin's not allowed to marry a Gioras. So he was learning Yivamis, this guy. Such a funny story, a guy like this. He was learning Yivamis, and he discovered the halacha that Ptzua Daka, Kohen that's a Ptzua Daka, whose testicles are crushed, is allowed to marry Gioras. Aye, but to become a Ptzua Daka, to be Misareis oneself, is Nisidaraisa. Okay. So he figures, I'm not leaving my wife. I'm going to be with her anyway. So either I could violate the Isser of being with her every single day, or I could violate one Isidaraisa once, of being Misareis myself, and then the rest of my life, I'm good. It'll be Megayer, it'll be... So the Rabbanim don't know how to deal with that. Do you encourage him to do that? Because, not a bad cheshbon? Or do you say, no, terrible cheshbon? Leave the wife, you can't do that. But he's not going to, he's not going to. Do you tell him, we're not going to be Megayer her if you do this? Threaten him, something like that? Very hard. So part of that cheshbon is, well, let's assume everything stays the way it is. And he's married to a non-Jew. What kind of aver is... how do you say this in a way that doesn't sound completely crazy? I was going to say, is that so bad? Yes, it's terrible. But in terms of the level of the Isser, the Chomera Isser, is that a more Chomerdike Isser than being Masaris himself? It's not. Right? Someone once wanted a taina to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that if someone's not going to be from anyway, they're never going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, better that they marry a guy. Because at least there's no Tumas Nida, it's a lesser Isser than the Isser Kares of not keeping Taras HaMishpach. You hear the Cheshbon? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that's crazy. That's crazy. Why is that crazy? Sounds like a decent cheshbon. Because it's such a narrow view that it's ridiculous. I mean, you're going to say that you're going to let him be lost forever instead of keeping the potential of a Jewish family and of Yiddishkeit being continued through that person. So it's crazy. Strictly, halachically, from a very narrow view, yeah, you hear it. But that's crazy. What do you say with this guy? I don't know. So I'll let you know what the Gedolim say if they ever get back to me. But yichud with a nida, probably daraisa. Yichud with a pnuya, it means a pnuya tahora, the Gemara Nevel Dezari meant, and the Gemara Sanhedrin, is drabana. So we discussed yesterday, what about chayav elavin? Not a pnuya tahora, worse than a pnuya tahora, real chayav elavin, at least according to the Ravid, pnuya tahora is not chayav elavin. Right, it's not a losa, it's not a losa yekadesha. What about a kohen with a grusha? Yichud of a kohen with a grusha. Stam chayav elavin. So that's what we pointed out yesterday, that the prisha and the chazanish seem to assume that that's got to be minatora. Each had their own rayas. Okay. So there's definitely types of yichud that, according to most Rishonim, are min haTorah. There are types of yichud that are derabanan, and there are types of yichud that are even a later derabanan. Shammai and Hillel derabanan, yichud of the Goyim. What if your choice is die or have yichud? So what are you tying now? Someone holds a gun to your head. Go alone in that room with that woman and allow us to lock the door. For the sheer yichud, whatever the number of minutes is, it's play it safe. 10 minutes for sure is more than shir yichud. 10 minutes, or I will kill you. So what do you do? What's the cheshbon? Where are the tzadim over here? What do you mean? Which way are you assuming is davar pashut? The yichud. Why? So it's an ista daraisa, but it's not. Say it. It's not one of the big three, or four, or five, however many there are. But it's not avodah zarah gila raish v'chzdamim, nor is it if you hold like tais and say to daf yud mal mpnei chaver barabim or like Rashi Babakama of stealing, whatever. It's not one of the big three. So of course, violate the laws of say daraisa rather than get yourself killed. So what's the svara the other way? So Gemara Sanhedrin talks about it's not just the big three, it's any abizrayu of Gili Arayas. It's any abizrayu of Gili Arayas. Is also. So for example, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells the story of the guy who's lovesick and he has to be with the woman or else he's going to die. So the Chacham said, okay, die. So, oh, okay, no, I don't have to actually sleep with her, I just need to see her undressed. Die. I just need to speak with her in an inappropriate way. Die. Why? He's not doing the aver. No, that's up his right, the Gilei Arayos. It's an offshoot of Gilei Arayos. What's Yichud? Is Yichud to be viewed as an independent Isser? And does it make a difference whether it's Yichud Arayos or Yichud of other people? Meaning, a Kohen sleeping with a Grusha is not an up his right of Arayos. It's just tamalos, I say. So it would be hard to suggest that yichud of a kohen with a grusha would become an abizrayu of gilei arayos. If anything, it's an abizrayu of the lav of kohen with a grusha. So it can't be a harig val yavar. But what about yichud arayos? Yichud with an eshes ish. Do we view that as abizrayu of the gilei arayos, or do we view it as a totally independent iser? It's an interesting chakira, and how do you view yichud in itself? Is abizrayu of arayos, specifically when you have something that's not its own iser, you know, it's not really its own separate lav in the Torah, it just relates to the arayos, it's therefore an offshoot of the arayos, or even a drabanan related to the arayos, a yichud being its own separate halach in the Torah, or do you say, no, any siyag d'oraisa? If it is so connected to that daraisa, and yichud is a siyag daraisa, we saw it as a angle, yichud is a siyag daraisa, so connected to that daraisa, that it's an abizrayu of the gilei arayos itself. How independent is it? So I saw a discussion of this in Tshuvas Achronim in Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Vav Simin Mem. He has a kuntros yisurei yichud, long kuntros yisurei yichud. From Perek Aleph, Os Ches, he discusses this, and he says he found a conversation about this between two of the Gedolei Achronim. In the Tshuvas Shem Aryeh, Evin Ezer Simon Lamed Gimel was asked about the following. Maisa Shoya B'isha Achas Mibnei Akfarim, this is in Yermar Makomas, source 17, says the story of a Isha Achas Mibnei Akfarim from a small village, Asher B'akshosa B'lidita, when she went into labor, Sholchul Ir B'yom HaShabbos Lavi Mialedes Ivris. They sent a message to the city, you know, where there were actual medical professionals, to send a midwife. V'agalonaya akum. Problem is, the wagon driver was a guy. V'nistapku echlasos. They weren't sure what they should do. What do you mean, not sure what to do? Im tisa mialedes ba'atzma. Ime inu yehudi. Yesh kanesu yichud. If the mialedes goes alone with the non-Jew, it's an Isur Yichud. V'im Yisayima Shomer Yisrael, not God, a Shomer who is a Yisrael, if traveling with her is another person, you send someone else in the wagon, Nimsa Shomer Mechal Shabbos, that person is unnecessarily being Mechal Shabbos. The doctor doesn't need help in the car, he doesn't need anyone else in the car with him. So you're just going to tag along, what? To save the Isur Yichud? Why? You're being Mechal Shabbos. You have no Heter Pikoach Nefesh. Va'av shebishvil pikoach nefesh shari l'chalel. Yeah, but if the only way to get the mialedis there, if the only way to get her there is to put someone else in the car, so then it's pikoach nefesh. But it's in reality, it's not the only way to get her there. Halachically, it might be the only way to get her there because of the problem of yichud with the driver. So which one do you do? Do you sooner have him be mechal Shabbos? Because after all, pikoach nefesh. Certainly, a woman in labor, it's pikoach nefesh. Or do you let her have yichud, let the mialedes have yichud? So he says, even though pikoach nefesh is mutzer to be mechal Shabbos, from mikol makom dilma adiv shetisa ba'atzim and v'lavra lesu yichud k'day l'mayit mechal Shabbos, maybe better to have her travel alone. V'nechliku b'zeh halomdim. Neshe Mari writes that in his base medrash, this was a lebedik conversation. V'nimnu v'gamru she'isa ima katan o ketana. They came up with an etza. Put a child in the wagon. Because then it's only nisa d'rabbanan. Chol Shabbos is only d'rabbanan. And the yichud is mutter. Because a katan o ketana could be a shomer for yichud. Provided that they're old enough to know what's going on. We'll have to discuss that at some point also. So you could avoid the yisa yichud. And the Shemariya responds, he says there's good reason to say better put someone else in the wagon with them. Let's assume there's no katan or katana available. To put an adult in the wagon with them. That's, and even though it's chil Shabbos, better than violating the issue yichud. Because Shabbos is nidcha mipnei pikuach nefesh. But yichud is lo nitan lidchos mipnei pikuach nefesh. You're not allowed to be mekelon yichud because of bikoach nefesh. Tav b'chala b'zray de gilei arayus. So it's not b'zray of gilei arayus. Assuming that the mialedis is a married woman. Or a nida. So he says, and therefore, afilu b'chol, im lo yamisha yisa im ha-mialedis v'yitzvich lavar alisa yichud, yeish lomar de lo tisa v'lo tavar b'zvi yichud m'pnei bikoach nefesh. Wow! Let's say no one's available to go with the mialedes, with the non-Jewish wagon driver. So he says, let the woman in labor die. Yeharig val yavar. You're not allowed to violate this yichud for pikoach nefesh. Yikes. He says, but that's only if she's married. Because yichud eishazish, lot of poskim is also min haTorah. Anything bother you about this, other than morally? But I'm saying anything halachically bother you about this. What's the case again? Who she can have yichud with? A guy. Is that the same as? Is it an issa? So we know that yichud with a goya is drabanan shamei and hilah. Right, the basin of shamei and hilah. A married woman with a guy is different. He's assuming that's Daraisa. So we're going to have to talk about that. There's a Gemara Nevel Dezara Daf Chafei Amid Beis that talks about this, and we're going to have to get to it. Meaning. Yeah, so we're going to have to discuss that. But he's clearly assuming, just make note of that, that he's clearly assuming that's an issue d'oraisa. That even though it's a peferish gemara, that the other way around is drabanan, that would be d'oraisa. In fact, the gemara doesn't address it directly. The gemara only addresses a gaya and says that it's drabanan. There's a trumas hadeshen that says that it's d'oraisa. So you have to figure out why. Why would that be? Why would it be different in one direction than the other? Good. So that's how the Shem Aryeh suggests. And then he sent that tshuva. The Shem Aryeh sent that tshuva to Rav Shlomo Kluger. And Rav Shlomo Kluger in tshuvas tuftam v'das madur kama simun kuf tzadi beis. Comes and he's matir mitam acher. And he says as follows. Isha karka olami. She's being passive. So it's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is not docha gilei arayos or any abizrayu of gilei arayos, but for a woman to commit gilei arayos is permissible in the face of pikuach nefesh, because she could be karka olam. She could be totally passive. That's what Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin, that Esther karka olami. So that's why it's not whatever. It's not farhesia. Rishonim says not gilei arayos. So therefore, it's, she could be karkolim. It's no problem. That's what Shlomo Kluger writes. One second. What does karkolim mean? She's passive. What's this woman doing? In our shayla, in this case, she's not doing bia. What's she doing? Yichud. And how's she doing the yichud? By jumping in the wagon, by getting in the cab. Is that karka olam? What this really comes down to is, well, how do we define karka olam? Right? Is it that the yichud is happening passively, or that she's not doing it? Well, here she's actually doing something. Probably what he means to say, though, is why is yichud yarg val yavar in the first place? Because it's an abizrayu of gilui arayos. Why is it an abizrayu of gilui arayos? Because it leads to gilui arayos. Yichud, the sheer yichud is kidei bia, the amount of time it takes to have bia, right? So it's going to lead to gilui arayos. And what if it does? Right, that's the whole thing that we're so concerned about, that it might lead to gilui arayos. What happens? So, and if it does, so she'll be karka olam, and it's mutter. Makom pikuach nefesh. So it's not that the yichud is karka olam. It's not that the aloneness is happening passively. That's not happening passively. That's happening quite actively. She's jumping in the cab. But even if the abizrayu is active, what Rosh Hashanah Kluger seems to be saying is that since what it's an abizrayu of, what you're protecting from, is passive, so you can't have the abizrayu be more chomer than the yisur itself. The yisur itself, you say karkolam is mutter. Malkum pekoach nefesh. And the abizrayu is going to be asur. Right? This obviously, this works with a certain assumption about how abizrayu works. And abizrayu is not that it's a, there are two ways to view abizrayu. You can view abizrayu as like a geder or a siyag. That it's, don't do this lest you do that. Or a broadening of the definition of gilui arayos, meaning that gilui arayos we would have taiched as bia. Now we say gilui arayos is not only the bia, it's even the yichud. That too is now called the gilui arayos. If it's a geder or a siyag, so this svara makes plenty of sense. That which you're being magdir from is mutter if she's karka olam, because she can be karka olam. So the actual geder can't be more chomer than that which you're being magdir from. But if you assume that it's an expansion of the definition of gilui arayos, that gilui arayos we thought meant bia, now we're saying no, not only bia, yichud also is gilui arayos. Well then, if she's doing this actively, yichud actively, so she's doing gilui arayos actively. She's not being karka olam. Right? That would be the chakira. So Shlomo Kluger is assuming one way in this chakira. You got to look through those sugyas and try to find rayas. And he discusses anyway, they have tchum issues, tchum shavas, because they're going to be traveling. Okay, whatever. What exactly the exact issues of what they're in l'malam ayasara, because they're up in a wagon, there's ain't tchum in l'malam ayasara. Okay, it gets a little more complicated, obviously. I just wanted to bring out that point. Right? That point of Yichud perhaps being Yaharig Val Yavar, if you were to label it as an Abizrayu of Gilei Arayos. Okay. Moving on now. Let's talk about the next topic I want to talk about is Yichud with a single girl, with a non-Jewish woman, and with a non-Jewish man. A little bit of background first. where do we get the idea of yichud with a single girl and with a non-Jew to begin with? So that was a Gemara we saw. Gemara appears in two places, in Shas, in Avodah Zarah, in Daf Lamed Vav, and in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph. And the Gemara's Lashon, Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph, Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, Geder Gadol Gadra Tamar Ba'ol Sasha'a. Say five times. Geder Gadol Gadra Tamar Ba'ol Sasha'a. There was a big Geder that they made because of what happened to Tamar at that moment when the incident with Amnon happened. So Amru, they made the following Kalvachomer. Livnos Malachim Kach. If this is what happens to Benos Malachim, Tamar was a princess and a dignified person and a person that you would not think you could easily take advantage of and get away with it. Libnos Hedyotos Halachas Kama V'Kama. Can you imagine what would happen to just a regular person? Imlet Snuos Kach. If this is what happens to a Tsanua, like Tamar, Leprutzos Halachas Kama V'Kama. Can you imagine what happens to a Prutza? That's the Gemara. What's the Kal V'Chomer exactly? Meaning, so they asked Yichud. Why? What were they afraid would happen if they didn't ask Yichud with a Pnuya? Now the story that happened was what happened. Amnon was Ma'anes Tamar. Right? So that's why we have an Isra Yichud with a Pnuya? Lest the guy become a criminal? Mamash be ma'anes a girl? Yichud protects him from being ma'aneser. Is that the Yisr of Yichud? Tell you something, if that's the Yisr of Yichud, why is it also for her? It should be also for him. Only. I mean, that was the Maisa that happened. This Kal V'Chomer is working off of that Maisa. If this could happen here, this could happen in other cases. What's the this? If you look at Rashi over there in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Gadra Tamar Bidmasav Zakasa. How did Tamar make this gedder? She wasn't the rabbi who was on the basin that made this rule. No, with her crying out and her, you know, it became a cause for her to fight for. You know, Rachman al-San, a rape victim, fights, you know, they start support groups and organizations to educate people about this and to, you know, so it became a cause. V'nog atzma b'bizayon. And she said, look what happened to me. And she was knowing b'bizayon b'atzma. Nasu shar nashim kal v'chomer b'atzman. Ma b'nos malachim yirakil kulzeh b'adiotos halachas kama v'kama. If this could happen to b'nos malachim, it could happen to adiotos for sure. So the implication is that they were afraid of Ones. So the Yisr Yichud protects from Ones. But that's not the Pashtus, I don't think. Right? It's hard to say that's what Yichud... This example was just so jarring and shocking that it happened to have been Ones. But it woke them up to broader issues. That when you have a single girl, a single guy, all sorts of things could happen. This is the worst. But other things could happen also that we're not so comfortable with. And therefore we make a broader Issa Yichud. Problem is, if sleeping with a Pnuya is only Drabanan, so what? This is a Gzera L'Gzera? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Ebenezer, Simon Chav Beis, which is a Simon about Yichud, like we mentioned yesterday, in Siv Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes, Kishe'ira Maisa Amnon V'tamar. When the story happened, Gozar Davidu Beis Dino, Al Yichud Pnuya. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds another line. V'af al pi she'ena ereva b'chlal yichud arayos hi. It's included in yichud arayos. What's the impression that you get from the Shulchan Aruch? Why would they make the gezera of Pnuya? Because it's going to lead to arayos. So they expanded the Isra of Yichud Arayos to include Pnuya as well. They took an already existing Isra and Midrabanan expanded it to include Pnuya as well. Because they were afraid of Arayos. not because they were afraid a guy is going to be ma'anis a single girl. It's a great chiddush, though, that the Aruch HaShulchan has. You know, we're used to thinking, okay, so before David HaMelech Beis Dino came along, you were allowed to be alone in a room with a single girl, alone. That was fine. And that's how it happened, because Amnon was allowed to be alone with Tamar. Otherwise, none of this ever would have happened. Aruch HaShulchan and Simchav Beis of Gimel writes, Kishi'ira Maisa Amnon v'Tamar, Gozar David HaBeis Dino Alisri Yichudim Pnuya, Afshi Ketana She'en Laves HaSadayan, even though she must have not been in Nida yet, to be Yesh Laves HaSarei Yerva, Mepnei Nidasa, because obviously if she was of age to be a Nida, then anyway, they didn't open the mikvahs for Nidas, so for a single girl, so if she was of age, then anyway it would have been an Isidarai, so there would be nothing to be goes there. Even though Nida may not be Erva, but it's included in Yichud Arayos. Whoa. Aruch HaShulchan said, but don't think that it used to be Mutter. The Yichud used to be Mutter before the Bezin came along. D.F. Shalomer came. Dipshita Shezeu Karov Lava Lidea Vera. He says, you know, it's common sense. Ma yasa ben v'lo yechta. You're going to tell a guy to be that it's perfectly okay to be alone in a room with a girl and not to do anything? That's madness. People in the old days, they may not have had technology. They weren't stupid. They understood. They understood. What it can't be, he says. I remember when I was in Camp Masora as a kid, there was one Rebbe there that the kids used to always say, oh, tell us about Shomer Nagia and about guys and girls. And he said, no, you don't have a chance. Of course you're going to fail. Mayasa ben v'lo yechta. You're constantly fed temptation after temptation. In the whole environment that you're in. Probably shouldn't have mentioned the name of the camp, but I'm saying in any court environment. Like, what do you expect? Oh yeah, everything's going to be wholesome. In spite of a whole country full of teenage pregnancies, you know, of evidence to the contrary, everything will remain wholesome. Of course you can't have yichud. He says, you know, you're allowed to, you know, like dance in the same circles. Just Bachur Megam Besulos are allowed to, but not in Besulos. You can have boys dance, you can have girls dance, you can't have them dance together. It's an Isser Gamur. And he brings other rayas from Navi. So he says, Vada Isser Gamur Hu, V'lo Yom Anichin Benos, She'elch She'isarvu, Benos Shiloh rather, She'isarvu Yimayin, Lekach Tzivam L'statibar Kramim, whatever. El shegazru afal yichud arai kimo ba'arayos. Zeh shekasu haram v'atur v'ashukhnor. To b'chal yichud arai ziklome. Ta afilu yichud arai asur. He says, they just expanded it a little bit. That it used to be that they knew that yichud in some sort of kavua way was asur. So now they said even b'darach arai is asur. Even once in a while, yeah, you find yourself caught in a situation you weren't expecting it, and the door is closed, and you don't have to. It used to be you didn't have to run away. Now they made it also you got to run away. And then Shaminil Gazral Yichud Kutis, Afal Yichud Arai Kemo Barayos. Said, but certainly Yichud Kutis was also before then as well. So that's a very great chiddush. But that's what he suggests. So now, Yichud Pnuya, Yichud with a single girl. So we saw the Gemara says it's only Terabbanan. Aruch HaShulchan says not only Terabbanan. It was meaning not only from David and his Beis Din. It was us anyway beforehand. Common sense. But now they formalized it and they made it B'derech HaRai. The Taz in Simcha Beis of Karnalev when he discusses what the gezeira of David HaMelech was, let's put it this way, a little background. David HaMelech made a gezeira, you're not allowed to have yichud with a single girl. Well, of course, she's a nida. Right, so what did the Aruch HaShulchan say? Oh, no, no. The gezeira against a single girl must have been a very young single girl, before she's at the age of nidus. That was the whole gezeira. Because obviously, once she's nida, then it's also midaraisa anyways. And then Shamin Hillel goes there against a Gaya. Right? Yichud of the Gaya. The Taz and Sifkan Aleph writes, Dafki Yisrael Sheesh Be'isu Nida Daraisa. That when David HaMelech goes there, a single girl, he Dafka, why was he only concerned about a Jewish girl and not concerned about a non-Jewish girl? Why did a non-Jewish girl have to wait till the times of Shammai and Hillel? Is there less of a Yetzer Hara? Like, what's... So he says, no, because a non-Jew can never become a Nida. So if you're going to view it as an expansion of Yichud Arayos, so it at least should be something that could be Arayos. The non-Jew can't be Arayos. Los Chatin Ba'am, I don't know, there could be something, but it's not Arayos. A Nida can be Arayos. So that's why it had to wait till the times of Shammai and Hillel to make the gezeira. Now, what age do you start assuming that she's a nida? So in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi, he makes the assumption. Shulchan Aruch makes the assumption that once she hits the age of 12, but before the age of 12, you don't have to make an assumption that she's rasa. It's only Higiyas Manaliros when she reaches the age of 12. So that's when the Isser of Yichud on that level of potential arise. The Yichud Pnuya may apply. Again, this is Bechor against Yaruch HaShulchan. And Yaruch HaShulchan says the whole Gzeir of David HaMelech was when she's young, when she's before the age, because once she's past the age, she's already a Nida. But it sounds from the Taz that the Gzeir was only made because she can become a Nida, but when a girl is not even old enough to become a Nida, then it would maybe fit into the Shammai and Hillel Gzeir, but not into the Yichud Pnuya Gzeir. Rav Moshe assumes from the age of 11, because you know the Gemara, the post can talk about Kol Isha, only applying from the age of 11, because the age of 11 is where it's already a risk factor that she might be a nida. That's what Shulchan Aruch assumes. A Kol B'Yish Ervi, now let's say Kriyashma in front of Kol Isha, that it's only at the age of 11. That before that, there's no Isra of Kol Isha. So if fourth grade, third grade choir in a girls' school, they could have all the fathers come, and it's not a problem with Kol Isha. No matter how from the school is, they can do things like that. It's dressing tzniyostik is at a younger age, but for Kol Isha, we only assume it's at the point that she could potentially become a nida. I'll make copies of the packet next time, and I'll get them for you.